Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, we have the founder of the annual Running of the Green, Larry Konoblyk, joining us. And Larry, welcome back to our show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. We appreciate you taking time, Larry. Busy around this time of the year. You know, March is, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, March 17th. And people of Jamestown and the surrounding area know that that means the Running of the Green is happening, right?
Yes, always a Saturday close to the St. Patty's Day.
Right.
And this year, St. Patty's Day actually falls on Saturday. So it, just as it did when I founded it those many years ago,
yeah,
it was on a Saturday, and and I got the goofy idea to do this sort of thing, and 23 teachers and coaches got together. I was one of the 23, and our starter was Father John Buckley, who was born and raised in Dublin, Ireland, and he was in the St. James Parish Basilica down here at the time. Father Hughes and him. So we had some good actual Irish involved, and they were excited about it. They did a great job, and Father Hughes started races. Not Father Hughes, excuse me. Father Buckley started races for me from several different locations, actually, because we didn't settle on the present route until probably 30 years ago.
Okay.
Before that, we started. We had a lot of different places we started from.
Yeah,
like up at the present site of the IDK, and we started at down at the rail originally, and we've started at up on the hill here, etc. But anyway, it's been a wonderful thing for Jamestown. I think, Warren, mm-hmm. I really believe that it for a one day event. It is probably has the biggest economic impact in Jamestown for that one day for a variety of businesses. It's just mind-boggling, the various places, the restaurants, the whatever. One year, a friend and I were walking down Maine, and we said, my friend said, oh, let's smoke a cigar. And I said, well, I don't smoke cigars. And he said, well, let's stop in M&H and have a cigar.
Yeah.
Okay, so we stopped in M&H. I believe there were 40 to 50 people dressed in green in M&H buying candy bars or whatever. But anyway, like I say, a lot of different businesses, not just the bars. The bars, I think, have a really wonderful day. But,
yeah, right.
But a lot of different businesses, motels and all, have a wonderful day in restaurants. And you can go into a restaurant and I'll say, Perkins, because
for
it's
example,
right up at 3 o'clock on Sunday morning, and there are people in green having breakfast. Anyway, I'm excited about it. And I mentioned to most people, I can talk about the Running of the Green forever.
Oh, for sure.
It's close to me. It's very dear to me. And I would like to think that community embraces it too.
Yeah.
There are those people that are not pleased about the fact that it's, it's a bar-to-bar thing. But I keep emphasizing that you do not have to drink alcohol along this route. You can, just walk along and enjoy other people.
Certainly. Sightsee a little bit.
Yeah, we don't need, I will drink one beer again this year. The last one I had was March 18th of last year.
Okay,
I will have another one this year on March 17th.
Okay.
Just as, because it's kind of been a tradition for me for all these years.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's rarely that I always had just one beverage, I'll be honest with you.
Time passes and you start to come back a little bit.
But my wife passed away, and I made a pledge to myself that I was going to be around for the 50th running of the green.
Awesome.
So in order to do that, I got to take better care of myself.
Yeah, if you're going to reach that goal. Again, Larry Konoblyk joining us on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about the upcoming annual Running of the Green. Big day for Jamestown. Huge economic impact, as Larry pointed out, for the hotels. I know people will come back to Jamestown specifically for this event. Larry, did you ever think that the Running of the Green would get as big as it got today?
Oh, of course. Of course not. That's kind of it's impossible to imagine. There was a time about 1985, so, you know, that's sometime after we'd gotten started, that my wife and I took I have a little Dremel tool at home with a diamond tip on it, and I could engrave glass.
Oh, wow.
We had beer mugs, and we engraved, hand-engraved an image of a running leprechaun and the date and all that on it.
Yeah.
And then the runner's name, like Warren, we engraved that on the handle of the beer mug, and we gave it to each of the runners. Well, wow. My God.
Do that today.
Today we'd have to do several, you know, 1,000 or so, yeah, hopefully. Yeah. But back then in 1985, I don't think we had 40 runners. So,
my gosh.
But it has exploded. Mm-hmm. And when we originally did this, it was just for
just
fun
for kicks,
and games.
Right?
Yeah. It was just, we were, I mean, good gosh, you know, that many years ago, I was a wee tad younger than I am now. As an example, every one of us in that were kind of, there was still the running craze was pretty hot and heavy when we originally did this. My friend Jim Wire and I, for instance, we ran the Running of the Green on March the 17th, and a month later, we both ran the Boston Marathon.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
We were legitimate runners.
Yeah.
You don't just jump into Boston Marathon and run it. You actually have to run a qualifying time,
right,
which he and I both did. And
wow.
And so it started out as a running event, but the word Running of the Green is a complete misnomer,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, if we have 1,200 runners, there 20 of them might be runners.
The rest of them are.
And the rest of them are.
Walkers,
people
if you
out
will.
For a good time.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, definitely.
Wonderful.
Definitely.
You mentioned, I have a friend of mine whose daughter lives in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And she's coming over for the run with four of her friends.
Oh, awesome.
But the best one I've ever run into was several years ago. These three young ladies talked to me, and one of them lived in Minneapolis, one lived in Omaha, and one lived in Denver, and they came back for the Running of the Green. And I said, well, what brought you about? Well, we were college classmates, and we just called each other and said, what should we do for the weekend? Let's go to Jamestown, North Dakota for
it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And a lot of families in town tell me that their kids will come back for the Running of the Green, and they'll contact their classmates and their buddies from school, and they come back and they say their children will come back for this much more than they'll come back for some other goofy event. Yeah, right.
So,
anyway, it's a good thing.
Again, Larry Knobelich joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And Larry, like you pointed it out, it is a huge day, high volume of people coming in. So you guys are really looking for people to pre-register before the event.
Oh, boy, that would be nice. Yeah. I just left my friend Megan Fossum at the Wildside Creations, and Megan is registering people down there. We have 40 people registered at her place, but she's accepting registrations for a registration plus a shirt, so that's a $30 registration. If you just want the registration, which is kind of a mandatory donation, that happens. That'll happen. We're doing that at the Cork and Barrel right now, and we're doing that at the Wild Side too. But 40 doesn't seem like a lot, and I wish it was 400. But Megan at Wild Side donates money back to the run from every shirt she sells.
Right.
And last year, I'm going to really plug Megan here, folks.
That's fine. Yeah,
last year, that is a single, I mean, a gal, a young girl running a business, has one employee, and so she obviously has overhead and all that, and she should be putting money in the bank, and I've kind of reprimanded her about that. I said, Megan, gosh, you got to save this money. She said, you just be quiet, Mr. Knobelich. I'll do what I want to do. Okay, Megan. But last year, that sweet young gal donated $1,500 to the Running of the Green. Can you imagine that, folks? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, there's only one other person in town that donated more out of their coffers, and that was the volunteer drivers from Jerry Irison Construction. They donate. They run a completely free will offering, and their money, half of their profits after all the expenses, goes to their cancer relief. Right. You know, and then the other half goes to running of the green. So there are people out there that are really working their tails off to make things better for everybody in Jamestown. You know, the things come and go, but people that are suffering and that have cancer or that are challenged, the ones that go to camp at Camp Grassy, that doesn't go away. And so we have to keep supporting them as much as we can.
And like you pointed it out, Larry, you kind of started it as an event where you guys could just have fun and just run a little bit. But now it's a huge fundraiser for not only Camp Grassic, but local cancer patients as well.
Yes. Dan Mimna, who manages Camp Grassic, is going to be here on that Saturday with a Camp Grassic vehicle. And he's going to be one of those people offering rides. And of course, that money is going to go. That it's going to be a free will thing. That'll right. go to Camp Grassic, but it'll count towards my goal is to raise $40,000 for Camp Grassic this year. It's the 40th annual, and I would love to be able to give $40,000 to them.
Yeah,
and also be able to help as many cancer patients as possible.
For sure. Absolutely. So again, Run Into the Green coming up on March 17th. It's raised thousands of dollars for both Camp Grassic and for local cancer patients. Larry, anything else you want to add in there? Of course, like you said, we want to get people pre-registered. It helps out, you know, so it's not all on the day of the event. Anything else that you want to say about the run or encourage anybody else to get out and participate in this?
I would encourage you to go. We're going to pre-register on the Friday before the run.
Okay.
At the Elks Club. And our friends at the Corner Bar are going to do some pre-registering that evening, too.
Okay.
And then, of course, they're pre-registering at the Cork and Barrel now, and they're pre-registering at the Wild Side, which is where you can get your shirts.
Excellent.
Now, last year, we had 979 people that registered up at the fort.
Oh.
I mean, I'm happy that we had 979 people, but boy, does that put a stress on the volunteer, the Elk and Elkettes that are working that day. That really puts up the pressure on them. The police department this year is going to help us out. They're going to be there with scanners. So any of you young kids that plan to use phony driver's license that day.
That ain't going
to
happen.
You're going to be in trouble.
That's okay. Your warning from Larry.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah, I mentioned Dan Mimnar. He tells me that we've donated roughly $300,000 to Camp Grassic. You know, folks, that's a lot of cash.
It is. It is.
And that buys a lot of things for them. You know, like we've replaced all the mattresses out there and the beds out there and the dressers for them and life jackets et cetera. We've done a lot of things with our money out there, and plus we've helped a lot of cancer people.
Definitely. Definitely. So,
okay,
Larry, we really appreciate you. Let's get 1,000 this year, and let's raise that $40,000 that you want to raise this year. The Running of the Green coming up on March 17th. Larry, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Hey, I can't believe it's over, but as I mentioned before, I would be happy to visit all day long with anybody because I do. I'm into this, and I've been to every one of them, so I know the. You know, the pitfalls that we can run into, and I know the good parts of it.
Certainly.
We're hoping to keep our number of arrests down considerably. Mm-hmm. The police and the sheriff's department, they're all going to be busier than heck that day. Nobody Definitely. Gets a vacation day that day. So anyway, you people that are planning to be there, you know, have a designated sergeant at arms that... will slap you alongside the head when you get too goofy and and keep you in a straight and narrow. Well, we're, you know, I don't expect you to stay in a straight and narrow, but I do expect you to behave, okay? No vandalism, no dodging between railroad cars or anything like that. We would really appreciate you showing up. We really appreciate any donation you can make. And thank you very much for all the support that you guys have given me in the past.